WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
F. Scott Fitzgerald said that there are no second acts in American lives, but you don't have to go any further than New Orleans to refute that. Rock historian Ed Ward tells us about the three acts in the life of Lee Dorsey: boxer, singer, and fender and body man.
When Mom and Papa first laid eyes on me, they knew right away a lover was born. I'd be breaking lover's heart,
breaking lover's heart.
At a very early age, yeah, I began to show signs that a stone cold lover was born. Lord, I'm gonna let it shine, yeah,
I'm gonna let it shine, yeah.
It was 1961, and Bobby Robinson, New York's top black record label owner, knew that something was happening in New Orleans because Fats Domino was selling so many records. Being so far away, he had no idea how to get a piece of it until his promotion man down there, Marshall Seahorn, called him and said he'd found a guy named Lee Dorsey. Robinson flew down and met the small, shy guy and discovered that he didn't have any material to sing. Pondering what to do, they sat on Dorsey's front porch and listened to some little girls play a clapping game, chanting, "Sitting on my la-la, ya-ya-yeah." Inspired, Robinson and Dorsey headed off to a bar where they had a few beers and wrote what would be Dorsey's first big hit.
Oh, well, I'm sitting here la-la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, sitting here la-la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, it may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming. Oh, baby, hurry, don't make me worry.
Ya-ya and its sound-alike follow-up, Do-Re-Mi, did well. But by 1963, Robinson had hit one of his periodic slumps and declared bankruptcy. Dorsey didn't mind. He was 37 years old, had a boxing career behind him, a wife and 11 kids to support, and a body and fender shop in New Orleans.
20 long miles from town, my old car broke down. The clutch is shot and the sun is so hot. Oh, what I'd give to be home. 19 miles from town, my old car broke down. The battery's dead, man, like I said. Oh, what I'd give to be home. 18 miles.
In 1963, though, Marshall Seahorn called at Dorsey's wrecking yard with the news that he and Alan Toussaint had some great material and needed a vocalist. With Toussaint's funky piano up front and a cracking band behind, they recorded smash after smash. Ride Your Pony, Get Out of My Life, Woman, Working in a Coal Mine, and Holy Cow all did extremely well on both the R&B and pop charts for the next 3 years. But it was the last of this run of hits, recorded well after the others in 1969, when Dorsey was back banging out dents for a living, which predicted the future.
Everything I do gonna be funky. Everything I do gonna be funky from now on. Just to be myself and do my thing. A little soul can't do no harm. Yeah, everything I do gonna be funky from now on. Yeah, yeah.
By 1970, both James Brown and Sly Stone had redefined black popular music. Classic old-time soul music was still strong, but the groove-oriented pull of funk was attracting more and more record buyers. Groove, of course, was a specialty of New Orleans, which drew a lot of its inspiration from the so-called second-line drumming of local funeral parades. In particular, a bunch of studio musicians Toussaint had gathered together, who called themselves the Meters, were doing great things. Toussaint had written a bunch of songs to go with these grooves. All they needed was a vocalist. A certain 44-year-old body and fender specialist came to mind.
Now is the time for all good men to get together with one another. Out of their problems and out of their quarrels, and try to live as brothers. And try to find peace within without stepping on one another. And do respect the women of the world. Just remember we all had mothers.
Make this land a better land and a world in which we live.
And help each man be a better man with the kindness that you give. I know we can make it. I know darn well we can work it out.
Yes, We Can was Lee Dorsey's last chart record. Actually, it only peaked in at the bottom of the soul charts. It was also the beginning of a string of amazing songs which Toussaint believed would break Dorsey as an important album artist. Instead, several of the songs did well for other artists. Yes, We Can was the Pointer Sisters' first hit 3 years later. Robert Palmer recorded Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley with the Meters. And Little Feat included On Your Way Down in their set. This last was from Dorsey's final album, Night People, which was released in 1977 after another stint in the Body Shop. It's a remarkable record, notable for socially aware lyrics and that patented New Orleans groove.
We may seem happy, like everything's all right. From the outside looking in, everything's uptight. But deep down inside,
by now, Dorsey was in his 50s, and after Night People sank without a trace, he limited his performing to the annual New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival and a short tour with The Clash. After that, he stayed home, working on cars as he always had because, as he explained to a friend of mine, at least the money was regular. He died on December 1st, 1986, days before he would have turned 60.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin.